On the edge of downtown Geneva, next door to Beef and Brew, a winter tradition is taking shape. A team of volunteers is putting the finishing touches on the 5th annual North Seneca Rail Jam. It's a snowboarding competition organized each year by Joe Marone, the owner of the restaurant Joe's Hots. A year after he opened his business, one of his customers suggested the event.
It's for the community. It's for the kids that, I guess, ride at Bristol every Saturday, every Sunday, or, you know, whenever they get lucky enough to get to the mountain. And they don't ever really get to show their parents what they do. It's not like playing a conventional sport like baseball or football, which is, you know, nothing wrong with them. You know, you build character through those and all that jazz. But you don't get to show your parents what they do, what you do, unless they're on the mountain with you. And sometimes you're not, you know, you're not with your parents, you're with your buddies. They're off maybe on another trail or this or that. But, or show your girlfriend's parents what you can do, you know, to show her dad that this is a sport. You know, you are an athlete. This is an art.
For weeks, Joe has changed his walk to work to pass by the hill on Main Street and envision what is to come. He also enjoys the reactions of people passing by the empty lot as it's transformed.
The looks of people, especially the people that have no idea what's going on, their look of just complete, I guess, confusion. What is this? Right now there's giant metal rail in the middle of a pile of snow and a melting pile of salt-infested snow right now, you know?
And the snow, or rather the lack of snow, has been an issue this year. But it's not the only issue. Originally this season, Joe was discouraged about doing it at all.
With, you know, the birth of my beautiful daughter and my store going into its sixth year, this is the time with my store where, you know, it's, you know, it's tough. I almost canceled it out of stress, and it's a lot of work for a small handful of people. But it's a must for Geneva, and I feel that it had to happen. You know, we haven't had winter this year. A lot of people just haven't had winter. The ski resorts are hurting or whatever, but we haven't had winter in Geneva, and I figured, shoot, we might as well bring one day at least, right?
Joe also had help from Hobart and William Smith Colleges, which provided interns who were working to organize the event's after party.
They reached out to me because they knew the event, and they had a couple of kids that work here, Tyler and Chris, and they've been important. They've been huge. They've been really awesome. And they've made this after party now like another event added to it. That is where my mind is going with like the expansion of the event, is adding more events to it so that the individual snowboarding aspect doesn't grow, but the outer layers of the onion will. You know, it will. That's the idea, is to have it grow without any more real work from me, but will benefit Geneva.
The 5th annual North Seneca Rail Jam kicks off on South Main Street in downtown Geneva tomorrow at 1:00, with the competition starting at 4:30. The after party featuring Imani White is in the Oddfellows Lodge on Castle Street at 9:00. Tickets to the after party are available at Joe's Hots and at Cashong Creek Craft Cider.